Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 953. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org.
So one of the very interesting lines in the Haggadah is Yachol mi Rosh Chodesh. I might think that we should begin doing the mitzvah of V'higadta Labincha, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, of speaking to our children, expressing the importance of the Exodus from Egypt. I might think that we should start from Rosh Chodesh. And a person would not be crazy in thinking so. And there are a variety of reasons that are given to it, but that's why we make a very big deal about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh in Parshas HaChodesh this week. The pasuk in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Shemos tells us, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemar." Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim saying, so this was a commandment still given to the Jews while they were yet slaves, after 9 plagues had occurred, but before the 10th, before the night of the Korban Pesach, the night of Matnas Bechoros, before the night that they would ultimately be redeemed by Paro. And he says to them, here's the first thing you should know. This known as the first mitzvah. HaChodesh hazeh lechem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon hu lechem lechodshei hashana. This month should be the first month for you. This month, he's pointing at the moon. And this should be the first month. We later call this the month of Nisan, but for many, many generations, it was just referred to as the first month. Rishon hu lechem lechodshei hashana. This is the first month of all of the year. So every month will be counted from now. The pasuk continues. The second thing that the Jews need to know is Dabur kol das Yisrael lemar be'asol lechodesh hazeh v'yikhu lahem ish seh lebeis avos seh labayis. They are to take a seh, a lamb. And we know, subsequently, this is for the Korban Pesach, which would be brought that night. So before the Korban Pesach was even commanded, there was this commandment of Rosh Chodesh. Now, simply, you might say, well, you can't give them a date for the Korban Pesach without a calendar, and therefore we need a calendar. But we know, and we've spoken about this so many times in the Take 10s, we have discussed the importance of this as the first mitzvah. Rashi, of course, in the first comment in all of Chumash says the Torah should have started right here because this is the first commandment given to the Jewish people. There was something very fundamental about this commandment. And as we have explained in the past, the Sfarno says that it really teaches us our control of our own time. A slave people who are coming from a situation where they are under the taskmaster's thumb and every decision that they make is dependent on somebody else is now literally given their lives back, the most important asset that we have. They are given time, and they need to know how to use it, which is really unsurprising when we see that the very first mitzvah is HaChodesh HaZalachem, and then subsequently we see that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, where we count towards Shavuos, that is also the counting of days, the importance of days. And remember, it's not a count down to Shavuos, like, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, voila, but it's something much deeper. It's a count up, because when we're doing something, when we're trying to accomplish a streak or some sort of accomplishment that requires an everyday activity, we count up. Oh, it's day 3, now it's day 4, now it's day 5. We are adding up the days. We are not just counting down towards something. We are focused on the building of these days and taking them as very important. But why Yachol mi Rosh Chodesh? What is the connection between this idea and the idea of Rosh Chodesh as being connected intimately to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So of course, this comes up every time that we bench Rosh Chodesh, every time we bless the new moon. We did so last week. Misha'asa nisam lavosena v'go'alosam me'avdus l'cheros. He who did miracles for our forefathers and redeemed them from avdos lecheros, from servitude to freedom, who yigal osanam b'karov yikavis nidachinam yarbar kanfos haaretz, should redeem us and bring together all of those who are all over the world. Chaverim kol Yisrael v'nomar amen. We are all connected and say amen. We bring up this geula every single time. So is it just that every new moon has the new month, and therefore every new month has the new hope for redemption, and the idea that there's renewal and a new opportunity and a new chance? Maybe, but perhaps it goes a little bit deeper. The Midrash talks about the specificity of the word lachem. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. So it's more than just lachem, that it is yours and you are to take your time seriously. The Midrash explains that what's going on is that God, the angels, the Midrash says, Imra malachei asheres lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon ha'olam, Master of the Universe, Emesai ata osa es ha-moados. When are the moados, when are the holidays going to be? And so God responds Well, I don't actually know yet. So, you know, they're trying to make plans up there in heaven. They're trying to figure out exactly when Yom Kippur is. When is Yom Kippur going to fall out? You know, some angel has to take vacation. He has to figure out how to balance work and life and Yom Tov. And he asks God, so when's Yom Tov? And God says, I don't know. And as the Medrash continues, this Medrash is in Shmos Rabbah, Tesvav Beis, he says, Ela Moadei Hashem, these are the Moadei Hashem, which are given to the Jewish people. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. God says, L'sha'avar haya biyadi. Once upon a time, they were up to me. But, Avo mikan ve'elech harim mesura biyadchem b'shoschem. They are given to you. They are within your domain. Im amartem hein hein, im amartem lav lav. If you decide that a month should have, there isn't a lot of variability, but if you decide that the month should have 29 days, then it should have 29 days, and then the next day will be the first day of the next month. If you decide it should have 30 days, then the next day, the 31st day, will be the first day of the next month. So therefore, mikol makom yehachodesh hazalachem, the month is yours. It belongs to you. V'lo od aleh mikashem la'aber es hashana harinu mashlamim mecham. And if you decide to add a whole month to the year to make sure that the lunar year and the solar year match up, therefore everything will be pushed up by a full month. So God's like, when's Rosh Hashanah? When's Yom Kippur? Honestly, I have no idea. Yeah, leave it to the Jews. We see a few fantastic examples of this. The focus on we and time being up to us, not just our personal lives, but in this larger way that the holidays themselves are dictated by us in a very well-known Mishnah. The Mishnah records a debate between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua about exactly when Rosh Chodesh should be, but which Rosh Chodesh in particular. They were talking about Rosh Hashanah, which of course has ramifications for 10 days later of Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel argue, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Shua goes, Reini alecha shetavo etzli v'maklecha v'mo'osecha b'yom kippurim. On the day that you think is Yom Kippur, I want you to come to me, and I want you to, so to speak, drive over. I want you to assume that it is not Yom Kippur, even though you believe it is. Halach u'matzah Rabbi Akiva meitzah. So he finds Rabbi Akiva finds Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is in a very bad mood because Rabbi Gamliel decreed that he has to break what Yom Kippur is to him. He thinks Yom Kippur is on a Wednesday. Rabbi Gamliel has paskin, he has decided for the nation that it's on Thursday. So Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua to go break Yom Kippur on Wednesday because it's not Yom Kippur, even though Rabbi Yeshua thinks it is. So he's feeling terrible. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, who sees Rabbi Yeshua feeling terrible, says to him, Yesh li lilmo chakal mashas Rabbi Gamliel asui. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel paskins over here, whatever he decides, as a function of the people, as a function of the court of law, is a thing you have to follow. These are the holidays that we declare. We have to declare these, and once we do, that is period. That is it. And he goes on to say, if you're going to question this Bezdin, you have to question all the Batidinim before, all of the courts that are given this power in order to make Rosh Chodesh and to set the calendar in motion. All of those courts would be in question. And so he says, go, and he goes, and he has this encounter with him. He kisses him on his head, and he brings proofs that it's important to remember that every Bezdin had this power, and so does Rabbi Gamliel. And this reminds us every single time that we say the bracha of Brachat Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, we say this every single Shabbos, because God is the one who sanctifies the Shabbos. Shabbos was set by creation, and every 7 days is Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, to contrast, we say Brachat Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. We say the Israel, the Jews, were the one who are given the power, are empowered by HaChodesh Hazalachem, Tikru U'osam, these psukim, to be the ones to arbitrate and figure out when these important days should be. So the Jews are given this power. And so why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim, why is it that Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, I would think that Rosh Chodesh is part of this? So you could suggest, maybe, because, as many do, the idea is we're supposed to start learning Yetzias Mitzrayim 2 weeks before Pesach, or 4 weeks before Pesach, at some time before, so maybe the mitzvah of Yigal Tel Bincha. But there's something much deeper over here. The whole power that the Jewish people have over to summon God on Yom Kippur. God thinks it's Wednesday, it doesn't matter. The Jews say it's Thursday, doesn't matter. We have this incredible power. Once we are given our freedom, once we are leaving Egypt, we are given this Torah, and we have this control over the nature of holidays. We have control over the nature of when we interact with God. What are the appropriate moments? When are we meant to connect? So Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, I might think that really the whole experience of finding God, that of course happens on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the 15th day of Nisan. But it was on Rosh Chodesh that we were given the power to dictate when God could be found. We are the ones who decide. It's not that we are subject to some overriding and overarching type of system that we now need to enter. We are the ones who dictate the terms of the system. HaChodesh is Alechem. And therefore, when we are given that power, I might think that we should decide on that day to begin encountering God, talking to our children. Kamash Malan, we learn from here that no, it waits for Pesach, although that date has its importance, but we wait for the day of Pesach. Anyway, have a great day.